I want to talk about something that a lot of people seem to know about, but don't seem to believe it very much. And that's what, well, let me just say this. What do you think is the most powerful prayer? Do you know? You got any idea?
A prayer, powerful prayer.
The most powerful prayer. What do you think it is?
Well, I think the most powerful prayer would probably be my prayer of salvation.
That got you born again. But I'm talking about praying. You're flowing and working
in Him. When I pray in the name of Jesus, that's the good. Most important thing.
Well, you're almost there.
I'm ready to learn. I'm teachable.
If you got a Bible, go with me to the book of Matthew chapter 18. This is a very familiar scripture.
Okay.
And it is the most powerful prayer you can pray.
He never tells me what we're going to talk about before, other than maybe give me the scripture reference.
I don't know until I just got in here myself. Matthew chapter 18.
It's fresh off the press.
Verse 19. Jesus says, again, I say.
Again.
So he had to say it. He said it once, now he said, I'm going to say it again.
Okay.
Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching, what word?
Anything.
That they shall ask. Mm-hmm. It shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Mm-hmm. And verse 20, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Watch it. Jesus is standing right here.
That's right.
Because we mentioned his name.
So that's the prayer of agreement.
The prayer of agreement is the most powerful prayer you can pray. See, when you prayed and asked Jesus to come in your life, you set yourself in agreement with God himself.
That's right.
That was two of you right there.
So I was right when I answered
it. Well, almost. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, you can't agree. If you can't agree, you can't get anything done.
That's right. You ought to know that.
I think the Old Testament says, can two walk together unless they be agreed? Because one's going to want to go in one direction, another's going to go in another direction. Agreement is so powerful.
Praise God.
And that's why I want you to always agree with me.
That's what I'm saying. Praise God. When you understand what this means, this is spiritually, this is physically, this is financially. This is in every area of your life. And watch this. It opens up the whole box of the world. Anything.
Anything.
That's big words. Anything. Right. Anything. Not anything can be spiritual, physical, financial, every which way, shape, or form.
Right.
We built this ministry by agreeing with God that we could.
That's right. And then we agreed together.
Yeah, and we agreed together.
On earth.
Two or more.
We were two.
Yeah.
Touching this thing.
That's
which was the project God called us to do.
And then we agreed that we would do it debt-free.
Under budget.
Which was unheard of because
Under budget.
And under budget. And I had three banks says you can't do that because they were looking at my finances. Mm-hmm. I wasn't looking at my finances. I was looking at my God.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I knew what my God could do.
Right.
You see, and I've got to read it again. Then I want you to read it in different translations.
Okay.
Matthew 18, 19. Very familiar. Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father, which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Notice it says that they shall, anything that they shall, it shall be done. Anything, as touching anything. In other words, how do you touch something? By faith.
Yeah.
You stand and believe God by faith. You touch it, and it begins to, faith without works is dead. That's the works of it. And it begins to function, and before you know it, you have what you say.
Yeah, you touch anything with that substance called faith.
Glory to God.
You can't see it, but it's a substance.
It's a very physical substance.
It's
powerful.
It's a force that God used to create the world.
What translation are you going to do?
It's just the Amplified. First of all, it says in verse 19 of Matthew 18, it says, again, I tell you, if two of you on earth agree, harmonize together, make a symphony together about whatever. Symphony.
About whatever. Symphony. Yeah. That's good.
A symphony or harmonize. Mm-hmm. That's so beautiful. It helps you to really understand. It says, but about whatever, anything and everything that they may ask, it will come to pass and be done for them by my Father in heaven. For wherever two or three are gathered, drawn together as my followers into my name, there I am. And it has the big capital I am here in the Amplified, in the midst of them.
Anything and anywhere. What does it say right above it? Read that.
It says, any two on earth agree, harmonize together, make a symphony together about whatever, anything and everything.
Okay.
That's in brackets.
Anything and everything.
Anything and everything. No limits.
You got a lot of people say, well, you know, I know God said that, but wait a minute. That's what he said.
You know, I hate it when people try to twist the words that we say. And they do that. They take something out of context and they twist it, try to attack in different ways. They did the same thing to Jesus.
That's right.
And they'll do this right now. They'll say, oh, that can't be so. But these are the words. This is in red.
And this is Jesus and the Father agreeing together.
And he's trying to tell them, this is how God's kingdom works.
That's right.
This is how God did it when he created the world. Him and the Trinity got
That's
together
right.
and they spoke and said, and they looked at it and it was good. Well,
That's
he
right.
wants us to be imitators of him and call those things that be not as though they were, and create the things in our lives
Amen.
That we need. And we need to find somebody to agree with us, because that way you'll get it done.
When it works not some of the time, but all the time. Now, when I say it works not some of the time, all the time, some of you are going to disagree with that. You see, because what happens is, you got to understand, before Jesus could say that, he had to get in agreement with the Father.
Right, right.
In other words, he already had to talk to the Father. Listen, if I say this, will you do this?
Right.
And the Father said, yes, I will.
Yes, that's
He
good.
Said, you can say anything, wherever, and make it a symphony. Make it harmonized, that you can have three voices or 100 voices sound like one voice.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, and then you have a beautiful manifestation,
Amen.
A glorious manifestation.
Yeah, when you understand what we're saying here. Let's say you believe in God for your healing. Ah. So you're trying to look for a person, watch this, with the healing ministry, which is good, don't misunderstand me. But you know what? You and God alone can get it done. Now, it's nice if you got someone believing with you instead of somebody sympathizing with you. I hope this is going to work. Well, my God, if you do that, it's not going to work. Faith without works is dead. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. You have to hope for it. The evidence of things not seen. But you have to, faith comes together when you touch. When you touch something, something begins to happen.
Right, right.
Like our partners, our ministry. I call in my extended family. You do
right.
too. We pray for them every day.
Right.
What is happening is, you see how my hands are like that? We are linked together. By a covenant made by God Almighty. Because you would have never been a partner unless God told you to do that.
That's right.
Think about that for a minute. So you agreed with God. God was already saying, listen, if you agree with Jesse, and Jesse agrees with you, and both of you agree with me, you ask anything, whatever, anytime, and make it a symphony, and it shall come to pass. Now, some people said that I'm very braggadocious. I've had all kind of people saying things. What they don't seem to understand is I'm giving God glory. And
right.
so when they get mad at me for giving God glory, they think I'm bragging. No, if I could have done this, I'd have done it 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't, see? But when I set myself in agreement with the Word of God, I couldn't get saved until I set myself in agreement with God Almighty that I would accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I couldn't get filled with the Holy Ghost till I set myself in agreement that he would fill me with the power of what I call the wind of power.
Right.
See, I set myself in agreement that I would be blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going in, blessed going out. I set myself in agreement that I would owe no man anything but to love him.
That's good.
I set myself in agreement I can keep going forever.
Oh, yeah.
To say to that mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast in the sea. Don't doubt my heart, but believe what I say shall come to pass. I'm going to have what I say. Why? Because of Matthew 8:19
yeah.
and Matthew 18:20. Matthew 18:19 and 20. When
right.
you understand that,
yeah.
that is great power that is leashed from you.
Yeah, what you're doing is making God's word final authority. And if he said it, you believe it, and you put yourself in agreement with what God has
That's
already
it.
Said.
Right.
And when you do that, there's that one and two together right there.
Well, I never forget on June the 6th, 1970, when me and you got married at Holy Rosary Catholic Church here in Louisiana, that priest asked me, do you take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife?
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't just shake my head and go, uh-huh. No, I
right.
had to say something.
Right.
I had to say, he said, well, now grab her hand and say this. Then he made you say what I said.
Right.
Then we both said what we said. And then he said, by the authority invested in me by God Almighty in the state of Louisiana, I now pronounce you man and wife.
Right.
Now that was over 52 years ago. You understand what I'm saying? And that prayer of agreement is still working today.
Right.
Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, people say, how can you be married that long? How can you not be? Uh-oh, I want you to answer that one. How can you not be? Wait a minute, first thing first, that doesn't mean me and Kathy don't argue. No, we're going to argue. See, you got to understand that God didn't change our personalities when he saved us. He changed our spirits.
Mm-hmm.
See, so her personality sometimes will kick against mine and vice versa. But that has nothing to do with the covenant that we spoke when we stood on his altar.
Yes.
A holy altar with a holy person proclaiming the word of God. That marriage is the death of two wills and the covenant of one.
Right.
Y'all came in here as two people, but you walk out as one flesh.
I like that.
Now, you see, when you understood that, when we understood that, so 52 years and some later, we still here.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had people say, how can you be married that long? Let me say it again. How can you not be? How can you not be? See, because let me tell you why. We don't agree with the world says. We don't agree with the stats of what the world says.
Right.
We don't deny it. We just don't agree with it. Mm-hmm. And notice when we don't agree with it, it don't come to pass.
Right.
So we know how to keep the devil away from us by not agreeing with it.
Right.
Do you understand? If you want the devil to get away from you, don't agree with it.
Yeah. Instead, agree with heaven. I want to read Amen. The Message Bible of this same chapter, but I want to go back to verse 18. It says Matthew 18:18. I'm going to read through 19, I think.
Okay.
It says, take this most seriously.
Ooh,
yes on earth is yes in heaven.
Ooh.
And a no on earth is no in heaven. What you say to one another is eternal. I mean this. When two of you get together on anything at all on earth and make a prayer of it, my Father in heaven goes into action. That's
so
powerful. That's the Message translation.
You move God.
Yeah, and then it goes on to say in verse 20.
Let me interrupt you. Smith Wigglesworth got totally criticized for this.
He did.
He said, if the Holy Ghost don't move, I move the Holy Ghost.
Move the Holy
that
Holy
just
Ghost.
Proved what Smith Wigglesworth said.
Yes.
Read that again about
verse
the Father going into action.
19 says, when two of you get together on anything at all on earth and make a prayer of it, my Father in heaven goes into action.
That's it. My God.
And then he goes on to say, and when two or three of you are together because of me, you can be sure that I'll be there.
That's
what you said in the beginning. Jesus is right here because us two
that's
are together
right.
in agreement on this.
See, so it makes no difference how bad it is. I know. I said this the other day, and everybody seemed to really like it. Boy, but just everything's falling apart. No, everything is falling together.
In place.
And it's falling in place.
Right.
Yeah, falling apart. No, it's falling in place for the end time. You got to understand, ladies and gentlemen, Jesus is coming. Why do you believe that? Because I set myself in agreement with the people back there. They said, as you see him go, you'll see him come back.
Mm-hmm.
You see, that's what Jesus said. He said, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you may be also.
Right.
So he said, when you understand that, that's the power of God. That's St. John 14, it'll be verse 3, actually. And when you understand what God is saying, I don't care what you're facing. It could be spiritual, physical, financial. It could be anything, everything. So instead of agreeing with the devil, I'm going to agree with God.
Right, which is why we have altar calls in our ministry.
Amen.
Many times in church services, sometimes you just need somebody to agree with you. So we'll bring an altar, have an altar service sometimes.
Right. That's why we pray for people.
And we say, what are you asking for God for? So we set ourselves in agreement. You can't have an unspoken request.
Yeah, I used to hear that all the time.
You know, unspoken. Well, let's talk about it.
Yeah,
why
is it so unspoken? You know?
They don't want to say it. And sometimes I know it's sensitive, but when we can agree and find out what we need to agree with, like whether they need a healing or deliverance, or they're praying for a family member, they need someone to. I remember going to churches when I was born again and you were not, going to churches wanting someone to agree with me that my heathen husband would be saved. I needed someone. I was all alone in that travel time.
What was the name of that guy you married?
That was before you were white-headed.
You still had
dark chocolate brown hair.
Yeah, that's right.
long dark chocolate brown hair. But that's what God does. He brings people in our path so that we can agree together as touching.
Where you learn that from? Or did God just place that in your spirit?
I learned it as I was reading the scripture,
Praise God.
I remember praying with your mother like that.
Amen.
And I didn't even understand that it was the prayer of agreement. I later learned that, but I was actually doing because the Holy Spirit led me in those early days.
Amen.
I was such a baby in
Amen.
The Lord. I knew
yeah, but
nothing.
Babies do powerful things.
Uh-huh.
They can wake a whole house up at night.
And I woke your house up, spiritually speaking.
That's right. You
with
sure
the Word
did.
Of God, because I agreed with what the Word said. I remember reading the scripture that said, the husbands are won, W-O-N, by the conversations of their wives. And I researched it and learned that meant the way that you walk and the way you act. So my responsibility was to live for God myself and pray and according to His Word. And then I had the promise that you would be one to Him, that you would be born again.
Right.
And so I held on to promises like that, and it totally made a difference. I didn't give up. I
Amen.
Kept going.